All right, now, good evening to you guys. I'm Vidrick Jordan. Hope you guys are great. Such joy to be with you guys right now. The United States got told no yet again while trying to beg her right now. I just saw this old dried up faggot, David Axelrod. I don't know who he is. You know. All right, now, another one of the Biden, dick blowing victims. Just that. He says, Lord help him. All right, now, talk about, well, it's this lady that's, Susan Wiles. Does that make sense? All right, I don't know these folks. But what he said, said that her dad used to be a football kicker and she can block and haul. So he's some stupid ass faggots. Let me break this down again, like the United States got told no. I'm going to China to go to the bank. Okay? I'm going to make China an offer it can't refuse. I am not giving America 50-50 of shit because America didn't own it and earn it. And when I do go to China to make them an offer they can't refuse, and it's not going to be anywhere near 50-50, and I promise you they won't refuse it, I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer to stop. There I said it, right? Like when the United States got popped up, they got told no, they can't beg. And again, I say, United States got taxation models. Or, I mean, the United States, let me combine them up for you, right, to faggots like David Axelrod, old dried up faggots and bitter mad faggots with every white privilege, but still the old faggot can't make his own money. What am I supposed to say about them? They don't say blocks and halls and walls. I want nothing to do with that. Does that make sense? I just wanted Biden and the shadow rule of Obama out of there. Does that make sense? Right now, God answers prayer. Does that make sense? I have a problem with Trump. No, you know. All right, now that's Floyd. But I'm very excited to go over to, China to go to the bank. I don't trust the United States. I'm going to leave the one from 3 o'clock this afternoon before tonight when this dude was on Anderson Cooper at about 8 o'clock. And right now, please check that out. That was 2 hours ago. I said this afternoon. I'm like, okay. I don't trust going to the bank in the United States because I just dealt with the faggots in the United States and the racism in the United States and the ways of the United States, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now. As far as David Axelrod is concerned, I don't know this dude well enough to call him a racist. Just that means since we're not going to jump there. All right, now, I would call him a bitter punk that's not going to get a handout that can't steal because I'm not going to give him one, right? All right, now, it's not me being mean. Is it blocks and halls and walls? Figure out how these sorry-ass men can steal these assholes on TV, how these faggots can steal. All right, now, the only thing that's playing footballs are the thumps up his ass for the last 70 years, however old he is, right? All right, now, the balls hitting his butt cheeks as they're, slicing his ass up and down and up and down it. All right, now, that's for the Lord will be David Axelrod, getting tackles and receives up his ass. All right, now, getting, stuck up his ass with another man's dick. All right, now, playing football. That's as graphic as I can put it. All right, now, so that's for the Lord right now. So I'm very excited to go to China to go to the bank. Please listen to the previous recording and what I've been saying all along. I don't break bread with the United States. 50-50 is out of the question. I cannot do that because the United States has. Let me break it down to you with the United States economy. I'm going to keep this straight to the point. Okay, now, the United States has different oil companies. Let me see. Let me give you an example of a couple of them, right? I don't have to stutter, By Jesus' goodness, what the United States get told, right? I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to go found my own country. Not giving the United States 50-50. There's no way in hell I would do that. Does that make sense? Everybody is not a racist murderer like Biden. Does that make sense? Right now, I talked also about that, earlier today, about how you have leaders like Biden, but you also have leaders that are not like Biden, that are not going to go fucking slaughter people, murder people, lynch people, try to frame people, humiliate people, and embarrass people. You have leaders that are not going to do that shit, but you have some people that are like Biden. There have been some presidents that have been like Biden. There have been some presidents that are bigoted like Biden. There have been some presidents that were murderers like Biden, and his son. Do you understand what I'm saying? And there have been some presidents that have been racist and cruel. Killer Klan, murderer Joe Biden. Does that make sense? And his Hitler crackhead Klan ass son, just like him, right? Okay. All right. I'm not giving America money so it can go do that to more people. No way. No. No way in hell. I'm not having a child leader. I love my William, but I'm not touching him before I'm married to him. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, that's not a knock at Trump. Trump just got in there. But I'm going over to China to go to the bank. All right, now, that's for the Lord. I go to China to go to the bank. All right, now, or Israel. Either way, in Jesus' name, I promise the Lord, I write Israel a check. I don't have to negotiate about my own money because it's my money. Right? That the Lord Jesus gave to me. I don't care who don't want to see me with it, like a, faggot ex that's been thumped up his ass cheeks, or right now, and in his throat and in his mouth, right? All right, now, that's Lord. He's a dude and he can't get pregnant, but somebody has impregnated his throat with their sperm several times, all right, now. The only thing that's been playing footballs are his jaws, right? Now, the football reference, that'd be at Shrek, right? Because I'm not flat chest, I guess. I don't know how that is coming into this. Does that make sense, all right? Now, that's the Lord, all right, now. All right, now, that's the Lord, all right, now, those thumps up David's ass and down his throat, all right, now, with all those other men's hits, all right, now, not as many as Biden, all right, now, he's been playing quite a bit of football himself, right, all right, now, but yeah, let me say this, and I don't feel bad to say it, these faggots are jumping at me, I am not starting it, right? Watch the Anderson Cooper clip. I'm not starting about hows and whys, so faggots can steal, faggots are mad, they can steal, these punks are mad, they can steal. I didn't do no sin to them, I didn't do no harm to them, I did no wrong to them. Like, I've been trying to go to the bank for the last 4 years, they dried up my money, you know, does that make sense to right now? I dealt with Klan, the Klan being called to say loud, this nigger saying hang me. I went overseas, right now they called the clown-ass militant family to block an attempt to go to the bank after they lynched me for 317 days, starved me, made me homeless, slept outside in a car twice like some wild animal, while some clown-ass pedophilic, you know, baby killer murdering racist tried to kill me by putting me on the streets, right? I have dealt thoroughly with these faggots. I'm not giving America 50-50 of shit because, you know, that's smart because so they can do that to other people. You can have your citizenship back. No. There is no way I'm giving America 50-50 of my money. Right, I'm not splitting money with America that, you know, it import nothing into. America didn't invest in me. It tried to kill me. I mean, you don't put somebody on the streets twice. I right now and tried for 10 months consistently to put me on the streets and send somebody to kill me. Biden. I right now desk full of don't drop somebody's work, starve somebody, humiliate somebody, embarrass somebody. I go to another country, different countries. You got some dumb asshole calling other races in UK. To help him steal money that none of them put anything to. So the racists in the United States and the racist Middleton family in the UK didn't put anything into it, no investment into it. And yet still, the racist clown asses tried to block it. I told you guys about Brother Kate. Oh, my God. Brother Kate gave me so many AIDS tests. Does that make sense? And right now, that's what you'd be thinking, that he was testing his blood for AIDS. He gave me DNA tests, saying that, you know, basically I'm not royal and I'm black and all this other stuff. And right now, Brother Kate is just as racist as Biden. All right, no, that's Lord said I dealt with both of those clowns. All right, no, the clown-ass Milton Carroll family. Does that make sense? What a joke they are. All right, no, so that's me saying I don't trust shit about the United States. That is pretty layman's terms, right? Okay, I'm going to China to go to the bank, or Israel. Israel or China. I'm going to make China an offer they can't refuse. And even so, it would be nowhere near 50-50 of all my money because I'm not going to give you $1 million because it has surpassed $1 million, right? That has not been done since King Solomon's time, okay? America got oil, drilling, you got BP, you got Chevron. You got BP, you got Chevron, you got Exxon. Does that mean since you got the pilot stations, you got Shell stations? All right, now I'm trying to think of them all. All right, now you got, hold up, god dang. It's a lot of oil companies in the United States, right? But check this out, I love giving this example because, that didn't say anything mean, it's any mean and rude. All right, now I put Dave and Axelrod talk about blocks and halls and walls, so his faggot ass can steal. I talked about him, but other than that, who was I rude to? And this faggot was talking about ways to steal from me. And what's up, they keep getting mad when I respond, but I'm not starting. I'm on my way to a bank in China, not in the United States, but in China. And you have an entitled faggot talking about a block that you don't want to get around. I mean, these faggots really are stupid. They think they're special. Okay, I'm going to the bank in China. I'm going to go make China an offer they can't refuse. United States has zero ways to make China an offer it can't refuse. Up against my money, United States is not a superpower. That's not talking bullshit. It's based on production. United States is 330 million people, but India is 1.4 billion and China is 1.4 billion. Okay, China got a robust economy. How come China and India are not considered to be superpowers despite the United States being a fourth of its size almost, right? A fourth of it. All right, now 3 times 4 is 12. This that means it's almost a fifth less of its size, right? But somehow magically the United States is a superpower, right? Wealth, right? Okay, United States is dwarfed with my type of money. Does that make sense? It's not a superpower up against it. That's not, does that make sense? That is factual, right? So I'm going over to China to make them an offer they can't refuse. Do you get that? I don't care about your blocks, your halls, your wall. Great, see your faggot asses behind them, you know. All right, now that's not a knock at Trump. I don't know this dude. I just dealt with, Biden. You guys full well know that story, right? All right, now that's for the Lord, and Obama trying to rule and would not go away. I bet you go away now because I don't think anybody in Trump's administration can listen to his ass. That's not like Trump and bringing him into that, no, but I don't think they want to hear him, right? I'm going to do right as far as like the reparations and normal American citizens, but that's it. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer the stock auction so, countries can buy it over there. America didn't do things, right? You had a baby murdering, Nazi killer, Hitler lynching, you know, framing Klan, heartless, clown-ass racist that got up one day and started murdering and lynching people like he lynched me. He was trying to kill me. In the Middle East, he decapitated and burned children alive. He saw the intelligence reports. He saw the grossness that they toned down on the news, in depth, and he continued to bomb Israel. Right now, that's Florida right now. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not talking about trying to fit in with these faggots. These faggots think they're special, right? Does that make sense? Right now, that's Florida right now. They're not. All right, now let me give you an example. You have BP, you have Chevron, you have Exxon. All right, you have BP, you have Chevron, you have Exxon, you have the pilot stations. All right, now they'd be going with the larger trucks. All right, now I think BP is the largest oil company or exporter and importer in the United States. Okay, you have all these different and others, right? Hell, Walmart has an oil company. Does that make sense? They do. They service cars and everything else. They have a filler station. They sell gasoline. They sell oil. Does that make sense? All right, now that's Floyd. You have fossil fuel companies, right? All your fossil fuel companies combined, you have imports and exports, okay? That's for the Lord right now. There are 8 billion people across planet Earth. You might as well count the babies in, too, because you have to run errands to look after them and to take care of them. So, say you have all 8 billion people. You have quadrillions of cells in oil. How is it that the United States, you know, with its billions of cells in oil from dozens of oil companies, still fails to meet, you know, in a year, let alone in 247 years, $1 trillion, it has no way to do it. Let's sweeten the pot. Let's throw Bill Gates into there with Microsoft. Let's throw in Musty with Tesla. Does that make sense, right? No, these folks delusional. No, right? I give you half of anything. I give you back your citizenship. This is how valueless it is to me. I'm not talking shit. I'm just laying out some facts, right? All right, no, that's Deloitte. Look at Apple. All right, no, we can throw that in there too. Even though an iPhone is not like a natural resource, but people do treat it like essential. I love my iPhone. All right, no, that's Deloitte. All right, no. You also, all right, now I'm not on the phone. I'm not, you know, does that make sense? I'm not social. You know, I just basically just have the phone to be on the internet. Does that make sense right now? All right, now, but you know, nonetheless, all right, I looked at the sales for iPhones and I think it beat fossil fuel. How the hell does a phone beat fossil fuel, right? What's going on with that? But okay, right, does that make sense right now? So you have Saudi Arabia Aramco. That is a Persian Gulf one. I think is in the United States as well. I forgot that Saudi Arabia Aramco is the biggest oil exporter. All right, I'm thinking that's dealing with the Middle East and the Persian Gulf, but there's a branch of it in the United States. So since it's in the United States, let's count that too, because the United States is slicing tax money off of that. It operates within the United States, so we might as well include it, right? All right, now, but let's throw in, Amazon and all these Disney, right? Walmart, right? Get it, Walls? Say behind your walls, right? I mean this, right? Does that make sense right now? McDonald's, you guys have McDonald's, right? Does that make sense right now? Let me see what else is on the Fortune 500 company. You have Amazon, you have eBay. Does that make sense? And right now, I think Prime shipping is amazing. If there would ever be anything I would buy Amazon, I truly would, right? I want to start my own stuff. Other than that, I would actually pay for Amazon. All right, now, that's Florida right now. I keep that Prime shipping and kick it up a notch. But it's actually like Amazon, you know. But you have Amazon, you have all these others. Okay, plus you have fossil fuel companies with trillions of dollars in sales from imports and exports. You have an American taxation system being supported by 330 million people. I don't care if it's people that are struggling right now versus people that are working right now. Even if it's babies to people who are 100 years old, you must do things to look after them, run errands to them, or take care of them. So you must count them into the taxation system because you're not buying money. If you're not buying products to support somebody, you're buying money, you're buying products, you know, running an errand for somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right now, that's the Lord right now. All right now, but you know, check this out. All right now, you got all these different companies, right? Does that make sense? Right now, you have all these things combined. How is it that America supposed to be the greatest nation on the earth? And I'm saying this calm and not menacing, right? I'm laying out some facts, right? I'm pretty calm these days, right? Whew, after being lynched by a baby murdering Nazi killer racist, right now, and Obama trying to shadow rule and he would not go away, not through the Nazism and the racism, but even put Obama ass out the room. Does that make sense? But trying to be relevant and shitty and these assholes that were willing to do anything to kiss this racist, murdering son of a bitch's ass, right? He's out of there. It's calling me. Does that make sense? Right now, I got a ticket to Mexico, too, and I got a passport this time. All right, before I deal with any bullshit, does that make sense? Right? It's not knocking Trump. He just got in there. All right, now, or President-elect Trump, right? No, it's not knocking Trump. But check this out, all right now, that's Florida, right now. Yes, Florida, right now. It's not a knock at Trump, right? All right, no, that's Florida. Check this out, all right now. You got all these companies and all these endeavors. You got fossil fuel and essential. Fossil fuel is natural resource. Fossil fuel is reliable money. Fossil fuel is needed. Does that make sense? Reliable money is showing up money. Like the taxes is showing up money for the government. The taxes is guaranteed money for the government. Why do you think they tax you? They tax you because it's guaranteed money for the government, guaranteed money to support the government, guaranteed money to make sure they tax you. They tax 330 million people every day to make sure they well never dries. They tax you every day to make sure their well never runs dry. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay. Fossil fuel is as guaranteed as a taxation model. How is it that you have quadrillions of sales and you failed Year after year, right? No, 330 million people, right, for the last 100 years, right? Does that make sense, right? No, that's for the Lord, right now. Right now, in that, like, 330 billion people, how is it that you feel, right, in the last 100 years, 330 billion people in the Industrial Revolution picked up? I think that the population in the United States picked up. You got Teslas, you got Walmarts, you got just that makes you got all these companies, you got oil companies, fossil fuel companies, reliable income. As much as taxes are reliable, fossil fuel is reliable. I don't care how many EVs on the road, it's less than 10% EVs on the road. The establishment system may be 90% fossil fuel cars and planes and everything. There are no EV planes, right? Right now. But that's the order right now. I mean, what's up, right? How is it that America has failed to make a $1 million? I am not giving you half of anything. Never, no. I'm happy to go overseas. All right, no, that's what, to go to China and make China offer it, can't refuse. It doesn't have to be anywhere near 50%. I promise you, just as sure as Jesus will, I know they're not going to refuse it, right? I'm not stupid. So, you know, why do these faggots say blocks and housing walls? Are they stupid? I mean, has their dick and a cum spraying and they mopping up their ass, fried their brains? I think the cum is frying their brains, or right now, their ass cheeks up. They say stupid shit, right? God can be for cussing. I'm simply saying I'm going over to China to go to the bank on my mind. Not trying to get from a rock behind a wall, hauling the wall. I just told you guys, stay behind them. I'm going to China to make them an offer they can't refuse. I own Ripple, anything I extract, I own it. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer the stock, and I'm going to go build a country, right? I already found the land that I want. I don't have to negotiate that. I'm going to make China offer them. They can't refuse that the United States can't afford to offer them, would never offer them, because the United States is so fucking racist. All right? No, that's for the Lord. So Jesus willing, I'm going to go make China offer it can't refuse. I'm going to go make China offer, Jesus willing, it won't refuse. I'm going to go make China offer that in no way it's going to refuse. I'm going to go make China offer that is so nice it's going to make the whole government smile and all over a billion people in it smile. I'm going to make China offer, Jesus willing, it can't and won't and will never refuse, no matter who gets on the phone with them crying and screaming about it, right? I'm going to make China offer, it won't refuse, it can't refuse. Stay your dumb faggot asses behind your wall. Clearly this is me saying calmly, right? You know, I don't want to fit behind your wall. I was just going to the bank. You pumped your faggot asses up doing all manner of evil against me and I do nothing to you. Did no sin to you, did no harm to you, but I had a bunch of faggots, Satan worshiping man, trying to steal from me, frame me, lynch me, humiliate me, embarrass me, drop my work, make me homeless, call me black bitches and niggers, make a wall up that don't exist, it got busted even on the international level to be a hoax, you're not trying to fit behind it, I don't worship Satan. I'm going to the bank, you popped your asses up again, you tried to frame, called the Klan 3 times, you tried to lie, assholes like Obama, despite, the wall being debunked and busted even on the international level to the fact you got told, anything got strapped by Jesus, in Jesus, because of Jesus, I own it, right? He tried to sit his big ear itself there, try to be cruel and vicious and evil because he's a piece of shit. Right now, buttholes like Oprah Winfrey and all them talking about child, I'm not a child. You can't make up all these stipulations because you want to steal. Okay, good God, y'all set a hole in the wall. Look at it. Who keeps trying to come from behind that wall? I mean, look at it. What's up? I'm going in the opposite direction to the bank in China. Why do you keep trying to pop your asses from behind that wall? I'm just saying. Right now, stay your asses behind that wall. What's up? Right? You know, that's the, little axe. Axelrod. All right, no, that's the word. All right, no, I'm serious. I'm going to make China, Jesus willing to offer. It can't refuse. I'm not giving America half of anything. No way. America has no way to own it. And I'm going to break it down to you again. I'm going to say it in layman's terms. America has a taxation model. Do you know what a taxation model exists in the United States? To make sure the well doesn't run dry, right? It's to make sure that the government's purse does not run dry. Okay, every day of the year, every day of the week, every second of the day, money is pointing to the taxation model, whether you be shopping or whatever you're doing, paying bills, whatever you're doing, your income tax, whatever you be doing. Money is flooding into the well of the United States to make sure it never runs dry. You have reliable income, your taxation model. I'm saying this calm, right? Does that make sense? I'm stating some facts, right? Right now, you have reliable income, your taxation model. Okay. You have oil companies. You have Chevron. You have Exxon. You got BP. You got Shell. You got Pilot. You got the Walmart Corporation. You got Walmart Smart. You got oil and everything else, right? I'm going to go find me some oil, too, right? I'm going to start a nation, a country for real. I'm not giving America money. I'm going to go start a country. You fools have lost your damn minds. Why don't you stay behind your walls? Why don't you packets go away? Why don't you pulse go away? Stay behind your walls. Go away. Stop begging. Go away. I'm not giving you faggots half or anything. You can have back a citizenship. I mean, stay behind your walls. I'm not starting it. I said, no, you can have back your citizenship. I got a passport. Does that make sense? And a ticket to Mexico. I'm trying to work so I can go to China. I'm going to make China offer so good that, you know, I promise you, no matter who calls over there and cries, they're not going to refuse it. What's up, right? Stop it, right? Why do you keep peeking from behind your walls? What faggot is so fried and delusional at this point? I am not starting it. I'm not being rude. I'm not being mean. These faggots keep jumping, talking about they see your numbers. They're not your numbers. I'm going to go make China offer. They can't refuse them to get Israel quadrillions of dollars in check. I promise the Lord I would. Does that make sense right now? Period. I promise the Lord I will support Israel until Father God Jehovah's heart is content. To the Lord Jesus' heart is content. To the Lord Holy Spirit's heart is content. I will support Israel, right? That's not me being menacing to me. It's me saying no. I'm going to say it again. No. I'm not giving America half of anything. You have a reliable model in taxation with 330 million people pouring money into it every day. Your well never runs dry. You have oil companies that sell fossil fuel in quadrillions of sales and sales. Right now, you got Microsoft, Teslas, you got automobile companies, you got real estate companies. You got all manner of things going in the United States. How are you failing for 247 years to make a $1 million? What's up? You cannot make it. All your citizens combined and your nations cannot make it. Your oil companies combined with all your Fortune 500 lists cannot make it. Your Forbes list cannot make it. By proof, it's not me talking stuff. I mean, it's a fact, right? Don't feel bad. I can't make it either. I give Jesus the praise. I give Jesus the glory. I give Jesus the honor, right? The statement says the Lord made this possible for me as far as what real is concerned. Because Jesus is good and he trusts me, I'm not going to let him down. I promise the Lord I would help normal people that make under $250,000 with $100,000 a piece. That's every American citizen over the age of 18, unless they're foster children, wards to the state. They still get it too, but kids that are supported by a household with a mom or a parent or a grandparent, at least they would not get that. All right, now pay the reparations of $500,000 a piece to every descendant of black slaves, but that's the best I can do at this, right? That is more than generous enough. All right, now to help the normal people. Do you know how many normal, brilliant people in the United States that have an idea? You know how many normal people are passed over that just desperately need the funding for an idea that they have that can contribute to the taxation model to give you more money? You know how many normal people are looked over and passed over? And that's not right. The Bible says you will surely come to poverty if you oppress the poor to get your money or give rich people gifts. I'm not giving you faggots any handout. I'm not giving any rich people's gifts. You can have blocking walls and halls all you want to. You can't steal it by Jesus' goodness, right? I'm going to go make China offer it, can't refuse. It's not me being mean. I'm simply saying no. You got oil companies combined, which they got quadrillions of dollars of sales. If you don't believe that, okay. How many times have you bought gas? Your family has bought gas. Your friends have bought gas. And, I'm 42 years old. I can't tell you how many times I bought gas, okay. Some people, you know, count your age and how many times you think you bought gas, plus your family, your friends, and everybody that's about passing by. They got multiple hundreds of quadrillions of sales, okay. You get reliable sales. You got Apple, Microsoft, Tesla, you know. All right now, car companies, oil companies, refineries. I mean, that's the Lord, you know, distilleries. All right now, they sell liquor and stuff, too. They need to stop that. They got all manner of stuff going on in the United States. So right now, you have an influx of cash constantly every day. How is it that the whole country with 330 million people, excluding myself, right, because of Jesus' goodness, because I'm just a speck of dust, is because of Jesus making this possible for me? The Bible explicitly makes that clear. I don't have any power. The Lord says, remember, it's the Lord your God, you know, that gives you the power to get wealth. That means the Lord God Jehovah. That means the Lord Jesus. That means Holy Spirit. The Lord says in Deuteronomy, remember, it is the Lord that gives you power to get wealth. That's Deuteronomy 18, if I'm not mistaken. All right, now, that's the Lord. And myself, I'm not stupid enough to be arrogant enough. I say, I got power. No, I don't. Excuse me, I get the hiccups there. Due to genius of the Holy Spirit, the Lord poured me out with Ripple, and I thank him. And I don't apologize for the success of it, okay? You got all these taxation models. You got an influx of cash, an inflow of cash. You guys got a tsunami of cash, right? Flowing into the United States. You got a taxation system. You got oil companies with quadrillions of sales, imports, and exports. Okay, I'm 42. I can't tell you how many times I bought gas, but I promise you it's well over 1,000 times I bought gas in my 42 years. All right, now how old are you and how many times have you bought gas? Your friends have bought gas, okay? That's hundreds of quadrillions of dollars in sales, but yet, how do you fail to make a $1 million? In 247 years, okay, again, you got the taxation model added into that. You got inflow of cash every year. Does that make sense? Your GDPs, I counted them up, which is insane. They just amounted to $800 trillion. No, being nice there. Because they were like $789 trillion when I've crunched numbers. All right, now that's what's in my phone. I got a whole sheet of them I did like earlier this year, okay? So we're adding in your taxation models to your, you know, your oil sales, right? Does that make sense, okay? You got oil sales, reliable sales, fossil fuel sales, most needed sales, essential sales. You don't power a car without fossil fuel. 90% of the cars are not powered without fossil fuels. Does that make sense, okay? How are you still with your taxation model that's pouring in cash plus fossil fuel, with quadrillions of sales in fossil fuel alone, imports and exports, how are you still failing to make even a quintillion dollars, right? That's 18-digit one. How are you failing to make a quadrillion dollars, right? Does that make sense? Well, that's a 19-digit one, but it got, you know, 18 zeros, right? Okay. How are you failing to make a quadrillion dollars, right? That's the one with 15 zeros. How are you failing to make these numbers? You got hundreds of quadrillions of dollars in sales. And let's say Microsoft and all that and Tesla and Apple. Let's say Apple and all that stuff. It's a bonus. You got 330 million people supporting the infrastructure of your taxation and your economy. Okay, again, I say, we're 247 years in. We got worldwide records to vouch out. How are you failing to make this money? You have 330 million hands in your economy, plus what you're exporting overseas. The world has been your oyster as far as like selling this stuff, importing, exporting, all. How is the United States of America failing in 247 years, consistently failing, over and over again, failing? I'm going to China to go to the bank. These faggots are popping up. I'm being nice. Let's put it into perspective, okay? When they say blocks and halls are walls so they can steal, what am I supposed to say? They're not being nice, so I'm telling you them what I think about them. Damn, stay behind those walls. I mean, why would you stay your faggot asses behind those walls? I'm just going to the bank, right? I don't want to hear from you. Stay behind the walls, and that's not me being mean. I didn't start. I'm not bothering these folks. Check this out. How is it that, you know, you got halls? All right, no, not, excuse me. Stay in those halls and those walls. I read no shit. Stay behind them. Oh, God, mercy, right? Ask Boeing about your halls and your walls. Oh, God. Stay back there with Boeing and all those other companies that were stupidly buying all that stock, like Warren Buffett sold $500 million. He's behind those halls and the walls. Stay behind them with them, right? I'm just saying, right? I'm not trying to. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to Europe and Asia to offer the stock. I'm going to go find a country. But, I mean, because clearly halls and walls don't exist. You got busted over and over and over again. Even Warren Buffett got busted with a female daughter that's a woman like me and the Freemasons. I don't worship Satan. I'm going to the bank. You faggots keep lying to the whole world. You're lying to the whole world. Don't work. You busted to the fact that, you know, the old man had to admit she's a woman. You're just liars. Bitter. Jealous. Mad. Faggots. Right? Sissies. Punks. Angry. Jackasses, mad, right? I'm not starting it. Find ways to be callous and evil in everything, not zero faggots. What's up? Please excuse the language if you're going through something out there. I don't mean to be rude to stab me since I'm not trying to disparage anyone. Hell no, but they're diving at me, so I'm just responding, right? Okay. But I'm going to wrap this up too, so don't get so long. You guys got a taxation model that's pretty consistent, right? All right, now that's for the American taxation model. Pretty smart. I'm going to implement one in my country too, right? All right, now I'm going to go start my own country, not giving America 50%. I can go start 1,000 Americans with 50% of what you're begging me for, and it's not happening, no. But, you know, Jesus willing, never. No, I'm not a socialist. I am not a socialist that's going to give you money. Just that makes sense you cannot make. I'm going to prove that you cannot make it. How is it that your oil companies all combined have quadrillions, hundreds of quadrillions of sales? I'm 42 years old. I bought oil and gas. I mean, innumerable times. I promise you, I bought it at least over 1,000 times, and that's being modest, in my 42 years. I bought oil and gas at least 1,000 times in my 42 years. So I'm 42 years old, right? Turned 42 like a day ago, right? Does that make sense? Right now, that's Florida. Right now, if the day is the 7th, I don't know, right? Yeah, it's the 7th. Yesterday, I turned 42. Does that make sense? Right now, but... All right, in my 42 years, I can promise you I've at least bought oil and gas 1,000 times, right? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. All right, now, how is it that the United States is still horribly failing to make a quadrillion dollars? How do the United States, with 330 million people, with constant sales of a fossil fuel is as good as the tax money, it's guaranteed money, it's as good as the tax money. You know the fossil fuel profit's going to come in, quadrillions of sales, imports and exports. How are you failing to make a quadrillion dollars? Shouldn't your GDP, based on those numbers alone, be a quadrillion dollars? But you failed to do that. How are you failing to make a quintillion dollars? That's the next number group. That's 18 zeros. How are you failing to make, a sextillion dollars, right? Does that make sense? That's 21 zeros, right? How are you failing to make a septillion dollars? Does that make sense? That's 24 zeros. How are you failing to make an octillion dollars, which is 27 zeros? And I just explained all the reasons you should make it, but you failed in 247 years to make it, no matter what your leadership has been. You have failed to make it. It's not talking shit about leadership. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you're failing to make that number somehow. Even the oil companies don't even have $500 billion in liquid cash, because this is how impossible these numbers are to make without Jesus, because I can't do it either. How are you failing to make these numbers? How are you failing to do this? The Lord Jesus gave me ripples, so through Jesus, I can do it. Does that make sense? You're seeing it done. Not me doing it, God forgive me, but, you know, through Jesus, the Lord gave me ripple. It's being done, right? Through the Lord Jesus, it's being done. Are you seeing that, right? How is it that you're failing to make an octillion dollars? Octillion dollars are right now. How are you failing to make a no-million dollars, right? We're at no-million. It's surpassed no-million. No million is 31 digits. It's 30 zeros. It's the one at the front. It's 31 digits, baby. Now, how are you failing to do that? Are you begging me for 50%? You punks have lost your damn minds, right? Stay behind your walls. Damn. You know, that's me being nice. I said I'm going to the bank in China. I'm going to make them offer they can't refuse, clearly. It didn't have to be anywhere 50%. I promise you, they won't refuse it. That's not me in any type of way. It's just me saying I'm not stupid. I'm going to the bank of China, going to make China offer they can't refuse. I don't have to stutter. I'm not bothering people. It's fair and square, earn money. I didn't kill anybody, lynch anybody, harm anybody, go bomb countries, murder babies, burn them alive. I write, no, does that make sense? Take people hostage, lynch people, try to frame people, lie on people, put anybody on the streets. Does that make sense? I wasn't racist and nasty and lie walls to the whole world. I kept lying walls and house to the whole world because, you know, shitty and godless and liars and liars and jealous and green and mad and liars. You lie because you're green and you're mad. I ain't do none of that. It's earned fair and square by the Holy Spirit. I own Ripple. I'm not extracting anything more in the United States. You see, as to what, I am not starting it. I'm not starting it. I'm just saying, right? I right now, that's what I'm going overseas. I right now, I'm not bombing whole countries. I right now, in burning babies. And right now, I'm killing children and all this other stuff. Men and women, or anybody, does that make sense? And right now, not in the Middle East and Palestine or Israel. I right now, that's what, I didn't disenfranchise and steal from the American people. I didn't steal anything from the American people. I'm not causing bank collapses by stealing out of normal people's accounts. I'm doing none of that. Fair and square with integrity through Jesus, earn money. I'm not giving you 50%. Every trick in the played in the United States, and you're still failing to make somehow no $1 million in 247 years, despite there being over at least 100 billion people passed through America in the last 247 years. I promise you, whether they be here or whether they be tourists going back home, over 100 billion people have passed through the United States, and tourism floods the United States as well as the taxation and the fossil fuel that held the tourism of the United States, right? With Hollywood and Disneyland and all that stuff. Even Prince William, when he was little, right? His mom and his brother. But you see them come to Disneyland Orlando. Do you see that, right? It came from over. I don't know if anybody saw that. I can show a picture. I'm going to show a picture. This is William when he's little. I have to still find it, but I'm saying as if it's up here. This is my William when he was little, right? William was a little bit older than me by 4 months. Just that. He's 4 born in 1982, right? This is my William. That's his mom and that's his brother. He came up here to Disney World in the United States. He came to Disney World Orlando. They did not go to Disney World UK, and there was one. They came to Orlando to go. United States is a tourist magnet. You got Hollywood and all this other stuff. All right, now you got tourism that's guaranteed money. You got fossil fuel, it's guaranteed money. You got taxation from 330 million people baked in, that's guaranteed money. Okay, how's the United States collectively still failing in 247 years to make a octillion dollars, a septillion dollars, a no million dollars? Let's go in order. How's the United States failing to make a quadrillion dollars? It's never made it. You have hundreds of quadrillions of sales in oil and gas. How are you failing to make that number? I'm not giving you half. How's the United States, Jesus willing, no? How's the United States, and it's not me to say no, right? It's me saying no. How's the United States, Jesus willing, no? How's the United States failing to make a quintillion dollars, right? That's the one that's 18 digits, right? You got your tourism, that's as good as the taxation is guaranteed money, the fossil fuel is guaranteed money. You have hundreds of quadrillions of sales in sales, right? Imports and exports. How are you failing to make this money? Right? No. How's the United States failing to make a sextillion dollars? Does that make sense right now? That's right. You can't make a quadrillion, you can't make a quintillion, you can't make a septillion. How's the United States failing to make $1 septillion? You have inflow of profits and taxation. Right now, you have oil and the fossil fuel. I'm not being mean, right? I'm just laying out some facts, right? It's not mean. I mean, I'm talking factually, right? Do I sound like I'm being mean? I am speaking in pure facts, right? This is pure facts based on your data. This is pure facts based on your numbers, your GDP. Based on the United States GDP for 247 years, your stock market, your stock exchange. I'm talking in pure facts, right? Pure luxury facts. How is it that the United States is still failing to make a quadrillion dollars? How is the United States failing to make a quadrillion? How is the United States failing to make a quadrillion dollars, which is 15 zeros? How is the United States failing for 247 years cannot accomplish to make a quintillion dollars, which is 18 zeros? How is the United States failing to make a septillion dollars? Does that make sense? Which is 21 zeros. How is the United States failing to make a sextillion dollars? Does that make sense? Right? Which is 24 zeros. How is the United States failing to make a septillion dollars? Which is 27 zeros. How is the United States failing to make an octillion dollars? How is the United States failing to make a no million dollars? Which is 31 digits. That's 30 zeros. You have every opportunity, every reason to make way more money than somebody like me. I don't have any power in myself. I kiss Jesus. I exalt the Lord Jesus. I extol the Lord Jesus. May the whole wide world see the power of the Lord Jesus, because I don't have power to do something like this, to make no million dollars. And it has surpassed no million dollars with zero errors in it. You have a physical sheet. The statement says you have live extraction on several different occasions. It's still right. All right, now that's Florida. Right now, what's up? I'm going to go after the stock in Europe and Asia. I'm not extracting anything in the United States. Clearly, these faggots are not starting. They have a problem. They have a delusional problem. They have a debunked walls in the house. They're not trying to fit behind them. Going to the bank, they keep popping their asses up from behind their walls. Stay behind your walls. Hey, you know, how is the United States feeling to make these numbers? I'm not giving you 50%. No. I'm going to the bank in China, Jesus willing, as soon as possible to start my own country. I'm going to make China an offer they can't refuse. So, problem solved, right? You know, while you're still enjoying your house and your walls, I'm going to China, mind my business, right? I'm going to Europe and Asia to offer the stock. I hope that you guys will. Good evening right now by Jesus' amazement, man. But, you know, say to me now, how is the United States failing to, you know, make a $1 quadrillion, which is just 15 digits? Come on now. How is the United States failing to make a quintillion dollars, which is 18 digits? Get real. How is the United States failing to make, a sextillion dollars, which is 21 digits? Stop it now. How is the United States failing to make a septillion dollars, which is 24 digits? Come on now. How is the United States failing to make an octillion dollars, which is 27 zeros? Insane. You got every advantage. You're supposed to be the richest company. How are you failing in front of planet Earth? You're failing in front of planet Earth. You're failing to make. You got constant taxation. You got fossil fuel sales in hundreds of quadrillions of dollars. Quadrillions of sales in fossil fuel. I mean, I promise you, your fossil fuel sales are at least 18 digits, right? I promise you, your fossil fuel sales for 247 years exceed 18 digits. Your sales alone. How are you failing to make this money? How? I don't understand it, but okay, let's keep going. I mean, so, you know, I'm not being mean. It's some simple facts, right? Okay. How are you failing to make a $1 million, which is where it's currently, by Jesus' blood, by Jesus' goodness, by Jesus' power, by Jesus' will, by Jesus' might, by Jesus' wonder, by Jesus' splendor, by Jesus' amazingness, by the genius of the Holy Spirit, by the absolute power and authority of Father God Jehovah, has soared past, a $1 million, which is a 30-digit number. 31 digits if you had to want it to front. But 30 zeros. And I'm not being mean. I'm just stating some facts. How is it that the United States of America, with every citizen in it, imports and exports, constant taxation, constant oil sales in the hundreds of quadrillions of dollars, your oil sales alone are 18 digits? Does that mean, since you've been around for 248 years, how is it that the United States has flat out failed to hit any of these numbers, let alone a $1 million? I'm not giving you half. I'm going to the Bank of China to make them offer they can't refuse, Jesus willing. Right? All right, I'm not starting it, right? Simple facts, don't be a nice, right? Good evening. Thank you guys so much.